How do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Metrics vary from company to company, making it hard to benchmark your progress against competitors. This is where the Employer Brand Index comes in. It analyzes what employees, candidates, and alumni are saying about your company and quantifies these findings into a single score. We can even dive into your talent competitors to really understand how competitive your employer brand is. Our team of talent analysts collect all available data points, discover patterns, and deliver a report full of insights and recommendations. Want to know more? Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, sans vason, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends at Link Humans, fine purveyors of data-driven employer brand insights. Fun. Beauty. Swedish. No, that's not how my wife describes me, I'm afraid. It is how the company I am speaking to this week is positioned for employer brand. We're going to learn how this business leads with employee experience and sharing authentic stories, or shall I say moments, online as well as at events. Let's start the show. Hey, Elena and Jenny, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Who are you two, and what is it that you do?
I will start.
Yes, you start.
My name is Elena Aylot, and I am Vice President of Global Employee Experience at Oriflame Cosmetics. And if you translate to the normal language, so I'm responsible for global HR and the communications at Oriflame.
Yes, and I'm Jenny Anderson. I am the Creative Director for Internal Communications and Employer Branding. Working closely together with Elena under employee experience team. So my team is responsible more towards communications towards employee as well as the external employer branding communications as well.
Understood. Okay. And then my second question is, what exactly is Oriflame?
It's a good question. It's the best company, isn't it? So Oriflame is the social selling beauty company, and we are a global company. We have around 6,000 employees in more than 60 countries around the world. Our product is beauty products, so it's cosmetics and wellness products, plus we have accessories, beauty accessories as well. And we don't sell them through retail shops, but we sell them through independent brand partners who can build their own businesses and become independent entrepreneurs through selling Oriflame products. So this is our sales channels, our brand partners.
Do you think our listeners will have interacted with the company and perhaps bought some of your products?
I think a lot of people know Oriflame through either their parents long time ago, you know, because then Oriflame was sold through catalogs. We still have the catalogs, but the majority of sales now are done online. So a lot of people probably will recognize Oriflame brand from Instagram or from Facebook or from TikTok.
Right.
Where our independent,
or LinkedIn,
or LinkedIn exactly, where our independent brand partners are actually selling, because the majority, you know, of our sales are now online. It's a new world.
Yes, of course, which I think brings us nicely on to your talent challenge. What are you faced with?
Yes. So as many companies, we are, of course, into this digital transformation at the moment. And the specifics for us that we are also a beauty company. So to be successful in Oriflame and for us to recruit successfully, we really are after, well, I don't know if it's the right word to use, but beauty nerds. You know, we need to have people who are passionate about beauty. And, you know, beauty in all its sort of appearances. You know, it can be the new product development, or it can be communication, or it can be regulatory about it. And you really need to be a specialist in it. But because beauty industry changed so much over the recent years, and every single product, especially, you know, considering our social selling business model, needs to be Instagrammable, that we need to have a completely new set of skills, you know, for people who come in. And the digital, of course, comes on top. And then usually digital people, they're not associated with beauty, or You know, if they do some other industries, they don't consider beauty as a high tech area. So that is why it is actually quite difficult for us to attract digital talent. And we are on the hunt. Absolutely.
Understand. Okay. And I guess that's where employer brand comes into the picture. Could you tell us all about how it came about and your approach and how you view your talent attraction efforts?
Yes, absolutely. So employer brand is always there. And for us, employer brand and brand of Oriflame, they go hand in hand. Yep. And Oriflame stands for Beauty by Sweden. So this is our general brand proposition. And this is how our brand partners know us. And this is what our products stand for. And this is accessible, natural, progressive, and trustworthy. So this is our brand. But another thing actually for employer brand is our culture. And this also goes hand in hand with the brand that we are promoting to our brand partners and consumers. But this is also something special when you're an employee of Oriflame. And our culture, it is actually something that has been in the company for nearly 55 years. And our company is turning 55 years next year. And this is the culture, we call it togetherness, spirit and passion. And this was, we're a family owned business and our culture, you know, never sort of deteriorated and it's very, very strong. And Oriflame is a special business because of our business model. The revenue that we create by selling our products is not going back completely into the business, but it also goes to pay to our brand partners. And this is how their earnings come about, which means that we are quite flat when it comes to employees in Oriflame. We don't have so many employees. If you think that it's a global cosmetics company in 60 countries and we only have 6,000 employees, 1,000 of them is manufacturing. It's actually very few people, which means that we should stay united. We are built on enthusiasm and we have a lot of opportunities. But in order to explore these opportunities, you need to be super open, super curious and wanting to embrace different paths and, you know, 360 degrees careers. And this is the sort of employer brand we try to push out and create. And for us, the best thing to do it is to open up the experiences of our actual real employees and to show them to external world. And that is how we work with the employer brand.
Fantastic. Now, I want to rewind a little bit. You mentioned Beauty by Sweden, and I think that's really interesting. So you sort of, the Oriflame brand is associated with the brand of Sweden. Like other famous companies, I'm thinking like IKEA, Volvo, and Spotify, and so on. How do candidates and employees, how do they think of Sweden in terms of as an employer or the culture of a Swedish company? Does that matter to candidates in other parts of the world?
Yes, absolutely. It does matter because, well, I mean, if you look at me and Jenny, so I originally am from Russia. Mm-hmm.
And
Jenny,
and I'm from Philippines originally.
Exactly. And we got attracted to this fantastic company. And, you know, and we have in the Swedish global office here, we have 40 different nationalities working. So just think how attractive Sweden is. But people, absolutely, you know, Sweden goes together with some values that I think are pretty robust in people's minds. And we define them as accessibility. So, for example, we in Oriflame, we make things of good quality accessible to many. And when you think about even career side of it, you know, not only products that we are selling, but careers. I mean, you can in Oriflame, because again, coming back that we are super flat organization, you can try many things here. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, I started my journey in Oriflame as executive assistant to our CEO. And now 14 years later, you know, I've been with the company for 14 years. I am the head of the employee experience. I mean, what other companies would offer that? You know, Jenny, you
started as a graphic designer.
Yes.
Very simple.
In Thailand.
In Thailand, yes. I started 13 years ago. So it was, I started really simple. And then now I'm creative director.
Creative director in the global office.
So it's not really common that you get this opportunity in other companies,
no.
I must say.
And this is accessibility. You know, when you have a flat organization and you don't have a lot of career steps, it can be limiting for some, but for some people who are open and curious and would like to try things, it actually opens up enormous horizons, you know, of achievements. Then, of course, you know, we are super serious about sustainability, and this is natural for us. And Sweden associated with that. And, you know, when we build offices, so, for example, we have now in many countries, we are changing the office spaces because of COVID, and then also because we want to upgrade, you know, when people are now coming back and we are embracing hybrid. And the main theme that we are using is the circular approach and reusing things and giving things the new life. And for us, it's very important. So, for example, like in Sweden, we are going to move next April, and the majority of the furniture that we are taking to the office, this is the furniture we have today. We're just going to give it the new life. And we are using all the recyclable materials, you know, and we are in a special building that is green certified, you know, in the Nordics. Mm-hmm. And this is very important for us. This is what we stand for. This is how our products are. And this is what we do for our employees as well in their everyday life. And then, you know, and then so we speak about progressiveness and we speak about trustworthiness. And progressiveness for us is that we, of course, we try to adopt the latest things all the time. And this we can do because we are super flexible as an organization. Mm-hmm. And that is why also for employees who come to us, you know, again, if you have an idea, you can easily test it here and nobody's going to stop you, but you need to be willing to implement it if you have an idea. And then trustworthiness, I mean, transparent communication is the most important thing for us. And that's why for employer branding, we decided just to open up the insides of Oriflame and show it to how we have it. But internally, you know, we do a lot of things. We, for example, 5 years ago, is much pre-COVID, even 6 years ago, yes. We started, for example, something that is called CEO Connect. And I know that a lot of companies are doing it now because of COVID, but we've done it before when the employees can ask our CEO any question, you know, any. And there is absolutely no consequences for this. And the answers are always open. And during COVID, we actually had those things bi-weekly because we felt that our people needed support. And through this, we create trust in the organization and people dare to speak up. And this is also something that Sweden stands for because Sweden is really famous for democracy. So, so I think that being associated with Sweden means a lot for us. And we absolutely try to embrace it on every step of our brand. And not only for products, but also for employer brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Okay. So at this point in the podcast, I normally ask about an EVP, but I understand that you got a bit of a story on that and you've actually moved on from the EVP. But tell us what happened.
Yes, we have an interesting story actually about the EVP. You know, as many other companies, we quite some time ago did this thorough work about the EVP, and we came through that we are the vibrant, dynamic international company that offers global opportunities. And then, you know, we were so proud for it. This probably was formulated a bit differently, but sort of there in this style. And then we were on, I think it was, you know, a fair at the university at the Stockholm School of Economics where we would need to present ourselves. And then we presented ourselves and then we heard other companies standing next to us, you know, like H&M and other Swedish big brands. We understood that their EVP was completely equivalent to ours, you know, and then everybody was global, everybody was dynamic, and everybody sort of offered fantastic career opportunities. And we understood that something is not right there, that is probably, you know, not the way to work with it. And what we actually done now nearly 5 years ago is that we changed the whole HR approach to the employee experience approach, and we even renamed the department. So we now build the life journey of an employee in Oriflame as a set of experiences. And for us now, we don't speak about EVP, but we more speak about the experience that we would like to offer in Oriflame. And we have a general experience. We call it Employee Experience Dream Destination. And it sounds like that every single employee in Oriflame, if I speak like I as an employee, I want a connection and excitement to be challenged and to be needed. And this is what we strive to offer. This is very, very important for us. And then we also speak that we offer this to our people through our culture of togetherness, spirit, and passion, through our brand of Beauty by Sweden. And we do it through creating special Oriflame moments for people along the way. So we don't ask people, you know, to remember what togetherness, spirit, and passion is. We don't ask them to repeat the brand, but we try to create memories for them and situation where they feel the Oriflame vibe and when they actually then remember it for life. And we even have a saying that when a person who works in Oriflame is retired and, you know, sitting in the living room in front of the fire and just thinking back on their professional life, the best professional memories will come from Oriflame. So this is what we're trying to create.
Great. Okay. I like it. And how do you go about sort of telling these stories, activating, amplifying this employee experience, perhaps to put it in front of prospective talent who may not have considered Oriflame as an employer?
Yeah. And here, so I wanted to say that we actually chose the strategy of using the employee communication exactly. externally. And also to go away from, and I'm sorry now for swearing, but from away from corporate bullshit, but actually towards real employee stories. It's actually Oriflame moments, you know, and we do the whole thing through sharing the moments. And here I would like to give over to Jenny, because thanks to Jenny, we also employed marketing and sales approach to communication, and we are doing campaigning. And Jenny, yes. please take it over and explain what magic you're doing.
So exactly, thanks. So basically, how we use this stories, we have, we're doing a lot of marketing, we do a lot of awareness and communications through people. So, for example, just give you an idea. So one of the marketing campaign we did was, you know, Oriflame moments, where we asked people, you know, to share their special Oriflame moments, something that is very tangible and something that is extraordinary that they remember for the rest of their, you know, work life in Oriflame. And a lot of people are sharing it, not only, you know, they talked about it, they share it through our intranet, through our Yammer, for example, and even through their social media channels.
And it's not necessarily videos, you know, it can be pictures, it can be some words, you know, exactly. we don't really limit people. And then we get the a lot of sort of memories that people share, yes. and then those memories, they create connections. And because they come from the heart, the candidates, they usually look at it and then they associate themselves with their stories and they feel, oh, I want to have the same. And you know, there is the funny thing that we need to say, you know, we have one special moment in Oriflame that everybody loves. And Oriflame is a social selling company, so we are super professional on events.
Yes.
And this is what we offer to our business brand partners. We create fantastic conferences for our brand partners who sell our products. But for us, in order to, you know, create events, we need to experience them as employees ourselves. So for us, the focus on internal events, it's amazing. So, and we try often to find, you know, new ways to connect people, because the event for us, internal event, it's the adrenaline shot of a culture.
Mm.
So usually then, you know, on those events, people connect to each other. If they're physical, so then it's through the party, or if they're digital, it's through some other activation. So basically, Oriflame is known as the best party maker, you know, in everything we are. And you might laugh at it, but it's a fantastic moment to share.
Exactly.
Just think, I've been in the company and the parties are the best. And, you know, I mean, it actually attracts quite a lot of people. And in Sweden, for example, in Stockholm, it became the talk of the town because the parties are so good. And, you know, and this is a one particular Oriflame moment that elevates, you know, your everyday. But people remember it and people speak about it and it becomes the buzz. But the buzz creates not through our corporate communication, but through people sharing their experiences.
And people, meaning that it's not only internal people, it's also our brand partners. The hashtag, you know, Oriflame moments, we see that a lot of times, and we can see that in the buzz in our social media channels. Every time they tag Oriflame moments, we can see, and these are not employees only, it is also like people outside, brand partners and, you know, consumers.
And it's funny that now when, you know, we can sit in the meeting or we go somewhere together with employees and then, you know, something is happening and then that people usually say, oh my God, that was just my Orison moment, you know, so it, just, it became the talk of the town. But Jenny, don't you want to speak about this as Orison?
Yes, exactly. So we just had a recent campaign. Actually, we are running it as we speak and still ongoing. So we have this recent campaign called This is Oriflame. So this is basically more or less talking about our culture, talking about the company. We have interviewed a lot of employees that are talking more about, first of all, their expertise and also talk about why they love what they do, what value they you know, why are they here in Oriflame and why they do what they do. And it's amazing because, you know, they really speak from the heart. And then what they deliver, we also share that to the social media channels and we get a lot of traction. People are listening to what they're saying. We use this for employer branding. And I think it's really great that people are sharing.
So just to explain, so this is Oriflame.com. It's an open website. It's a platform that Jenny and the team created. And this is built in the form of 3D experience.
3D environment.
So you come into the Oriflame house, as we call it, and you explore and you find different objects. And those objects are little videos of our founders, you know, our employees, management. And then they tell you what they work with or how they can explain different concepts in Oriflame. What does Oriflame stand for? And it becomes so personal and authentic. And what Jenny does, and this is what we deployed, as she said, we do marketing campaign on top of it.
Yes.
So basically it's marketing campaign goes then like awareness marketing campaign together with performance marketing campaign. This is actually was planned as an onboarding for people, but became the biggest employer branding activity we've ever done, I think. And then so you create awareness to create content. But then on top of this, the team puts different tasks and competitions and gamifications so that you actually converse people into learning and into going to our other websites, into visiting our LinkedIn, into visiting our Instagram, and hopefully then applying to Oriflame.
Yeah. So basically this website, as Elena explained, that this website is first of all a 3D website. And in that 3D website, it's a lot of videos. And this video contains the employee stories. And when you go into this website, you hear people's stories. Plus there's a gamification. The gamification is used to, you know, after you listen to the stories, after you learn something, it's like testing your knowledge. It's also a game. It's really a fun game. And then since it's an external website, you can, you know, play with the others. You can see the leaderboard where you are. And I think it's a fun learning experience to test knowledge as well. One of the parts of this campaign is also really great because we also have some tasks more or less towards employee advocacy. So we ask the employees to, you know, once they learn about this, about their culture, about the company, about people's stories, you know, to share in their own social media channels. And right now we can see a lot of sharings in our social media channels. People are sharing their favorite Oriflame products, their special Oriflame moments, you know, what they learn about the company, about the history. We can see a lot already now, and it's really getting a lot of tractions to our social media channels, both Instagram and LinkedIn.
Yeah, and of course, it's thanks to gamification and thanks to the format, because they can win different prizes. And the major prize is actually the grand opening of our new office in Stockholm. So that attracts a lot.
Great. Okay. And moving on to measurements, how do you go about measuring your results or the impact of your programs and initiatives?
Well, for example, for the social media channel, when I started here in employee experience department at 2018, our followers there is only around 30,000. Right now, 2021 is more than 100,000 followers. And this is only organic. So we don't do paid ads, or at least not yet. Everything is organic. We just run a lot of marketing campaigns, a lot of awareness, and people, you know, people get to see what we show there in social media, and then people follow, and you know, we increase our followers based on that.
Then we have internal metrics as well. So we run a couple of times a year the employee NPS, so Net Promoter Score, and there we actually have some satisfaction index questions, and we are measuring something that is called internal communication satisfaction index. And it is actually built on, because the campaigns are the same internally and externally. So it's also the measurement of how our people are experiencing, you know, those campaigns. And what we could see during COVID, that our internal communication index actually didn't decline as in many other companies, because when you benchmark internal comms, actually, when you can't meet, you know, declined a bit. So ours actually increased, the index. So we are super happy about that. And then also we just 2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah. Yes. So we've got the Employer Branding Star rating in Europe, given to us by Employer Branding Institute. We participated in a very, very big, intensive, I would say, questionnaire. And then they did the audit of our external resources. And based on this, purely data driven. So they actually gave us this rating. I think that we scored 62%, and you need to score above 50% on every single category in order to get the star. So that's our internal and external metrics so far, I would say. But then also, you know, we completely decreased the usage, I would say nearly eliminated the usage of search companies. Mm-hmm. So we now solemnly use LinkedIn, and we use the search companies only for very few executive positions when, you know, something is really confidential. But otherwise, everything is done internally and through LinkedIn. And of course, a lot of people come to us because they like Oriflame brand. And that is why we have a lot of applications that, you know, are already there standing. So mm-hmm. it makes easier to recruit. But then also because our communication initiatives are geared not only internally, but can be used externally, we also use them in our sales communication to our brand partners, which means that there is no duplication of activities, but we are reusing concepts. So for example, the concept of Oriflame Moments, or this is Oriflame that Jenny spoke about, this is also open for our brand partners and consumers. And this is a big interest to it. And this is also community-driven activities that then our sales organizations deploy further. So here we see the big savings on communication resources as well. So I don't know if it answers your question.
Very well. Thank you very much. Now, I know you have a couple of tips as well for our listeners, perhaps one each.
Yes, on my side is that, you know, when you work with communications, employees are your best ambassadors. So
yep.
You have already that resource in the company. You have a lot of employees. Talk to them, you know, get their story and get it out there. Do it in a campaign or do it in a marketing style, so that also leverage their stories and share it to other people, not only internal, but also external in your social media channels as well.
And I think that for me, the big tips or advice is, you know, have fun. Because a lot of companies, you know, they're so serious about everything. And I think that that's what people expect. And that's what makes companies blend into each other in their communication. And for Oriflame, we are such a community that, you know, we always are celebrating something, because this is the nature of our business. And we discovered that fun is the best intrinsic motivator for people around the world. And this is what connects people. So we actually, quite some time ago, we took away, you know, the sort of super perfect corporate communication approach, even if Jenny liked it so much. Yeah. And then sometimes a video shot from the iPhone is much better than the video for, I don't know, 100,000 euros, because it shows the real life. And it shows fun that you are having or challenges you are having. But in the end, it becomes fun because people identify themselves and then they relate to this experience. And then they either want to experience it or they want to connect with you and say, look, I've been there. You know, I know how you feel. And this actually creates these connections between people. And we feel that, you know, not funny, but fun, engaging content, real content, authentic content. Mm-hmm. This is what creates the real employer brand for Oriflame.
Got it. Okay. Right. So what is it that gets you to up in the morning? What is it that makes your job so special? I'm thinking the fun might be part of it.
For me, it's creating fun projects. Creative projects, digital projects. I really love this kind of things. So that's what keeps me coming and keeps me going. And Elena is always challenging me to do, you know, the best. And, you know, I love it.
Well, I suppose, you know, I mean, for me, it's a bit broader because my responsibility is not only in the communication area, but at the moment, it's a lot, you know, what is the best for our people, you know, and how to motivate people in those challenging times. So what gets me up in the morning is that I think that times are exciting at the moment because, you know, you feel that we have communication background here. And then so we also work with HR questions and we feel that when the times are flexible and changing like now, it's the best communicative environment because you can test so many things. You can ask people, you know, you can sort of use the crowdsourcing technologies and you can engage people in your communication. So it's all those crazy ideas that Jenny and I are discussing every day that are keeping us up. And I would say that the amount of ideas that we would love to do and the limitation of the capacity, because it's only 24 hours, keeps us very early in the morning up and late at night.
And something, you know, some projects outside the box. It's not just something on a regular basis, but something different. I really like that one, to do something out of the norm.
Yeah. Let's just say. And the fun thing is, you know, that our employees, they come to us with all these ideas and one idea is better than another. Exactly. So we are just trying to say, okay, when will we do this? Or when will we do this? Or who can help us with this? So I think this is fun, but it's a lot. So this keeps us up.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. So my final question is, where can our listeners connect with yourselves online somewhere? And also, where can they learn more about Oriflame?
Yes. So if you want to know more about the company, about our culture, about our people, please go and check thisisoriflame.com. You can see us there, see all the people there and listen. You can also, well, if you're interested to be connected and be part of the Oriflame community, there's also, we have career.oriflame.com. You can check us out as well.
Yeah. And then you can come to our social media and then we have a LinkedIn account for Oriflame Cosmetics.
Oriflame Cosmetics.
We have also the Instagram account that is called Life at Oriflame. Exactly. And then you can connect also to Jenny and to me,
Eliana
Aylott, Jenny Anderson on LinkedIn and Instagram.
Great. We'll put all those links in the show notes. All right. Well, thank you so much both for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, there we go, folks. Thanks again to Elena and Jenny, or should I say Jenny? Jenny's the Swedish way, for sharing those insights. And it does sound like a fun place to work, would you not agree? Check out the hashtag Oriflame Moments to see more of the fun being had. And you may want to consider subscribing to this podcast. You can do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com as well as all the usual places. Now, how do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Our approach is called I almost said the Employer Brand Index because it used to be called that. It's now called the Link Humans Index. Same methodology though, I promise. We uncover everything being said about your company in the context of employment. And we analyze all of this. We deliver an insightful and actionable report with a final score. And to make it more interesting, spice it up a bit, we can add your talent competitors. Our findings sometimes validate the perception employer brand leaders have of their organization. Sometimes there are surprises, both good and bad. And it doesn't stop there. To me, having a great employer brand really means you have to offer a great candidate experience, employee experience, just like at Oriflame, and even an alumni experience. Only when you use insights like these to take action to change the status quo, will you be able to move the needle and improve results. To learn more, get in touch or just head to linkhumans.com to find out everything about it. That was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey!
Oh,
Well, I don't know about the funny story, but I actually had an Oriflame moment just before I came to this podcast, you know, and it's a bit related to employer branding. So I was just, Jenny told me, oh, come on, Jorgen is waiting, so you need to hurry up. And I said, please, I have to have my coffee. You know, I just was sitting in the meetings nonstop. So I went to the coffee machine and suddenly it's a girl there. And I don't know her. Then she sort of grabs me and she said, oh my God, can I have a picture with you? And I'm just like, no, it's in the office. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. What have I done? You know? And she said, oh, I'm following you on Instagram and I'm here in the office today. And I really love what you are doing with all those events and how you communicate your culture and togetherness, spirit and passion. Can I please have a picture with you? And I'm just like, hold on, who are you? And apparently they had a supplier meeting for our fragrances. You know, we are producing the new fragrance here. And this is the representative of one of the fragrance houses in Paris. And somehow she follows us on our social media and she recognizes us, and I am one of the ambassadors, of course, you know, as other people. And then so she wanted a picture with me. So I had the first time in my life I felt like a celebrity. But the funny thing is that this is Oriflame.com is full with such videos, you know, and then we are posting them now one by one, and our people are actually writing to us how they get approached, you know, by different colleagues, by friends, and then like everybody feels like a celebrity. So I don't know if it's a joke, but it's a fantastic Oriflame moment that, you know, without knowing it, without sort of wanting it, we become celebrities of Oriflame, and this is so fun.